This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Six states throw their weight behind the Millennium Bulk Terminal's hope to expand a port in Longview to ship coal and many other commodities across the Pacific. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says the amicus brief demonstrates the importance of exporting goods for everyone.
You know, when we had the port slow down, those inland states really didn't appreciate what happens on the West Coast, or Washington ports in particular. When we had that slowdown, they couldn't get products out from way back in the middle of the country. Then they realized, oh, there is a pinch point, and that pinch point is those ports, those handful of states with ocean connections.
Stuhlmiller says it's not just about Washington.
So that's a good thing for us to have that extra interest on it, and it brings that urgency and, of course, builds the case that it is interstate commerce. It's not just a decision related to Washington. It's the whole country that has impacts based upon those decisions.
He says more options mean fewer delays.
It's just more spigots to the Pacific Rim and beyond and our trading partners, and the more ways you have to get there, the better. It relieves congestion in the system.
Stuhlmiller says the outside support should help.
So it is really kind of a shot in the arm for Millennium to know that others still are watching this and still are wanting to see it go forward. So that's the good part. So kind of the moral support, if you will, as the effort continues.
The Millennium Group has accused the governor and state regulators of using coal to discriminate against the project.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.